RTL Stories, the podcast with Lisa Burke from RTL Group.
I'll give you a very fun example. I work a lot with the Netherlands, and they have this extremely pragmatic culture of working, meaning you have to make use of the time the best way you can, and not try not to waste any time. Which, of course, in other more, let's say, Latin countries, I'm based in France. I have a lot of Italian colleagues. Is a totally different set. You probably exchange a lot more about your personal time, feeling, life before getting to the point. So that's the culture, but that's also what makes the job exciting.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to RTL Stories, the podcast. I'm Lisa Burke, based here in Luxembourg, RTL in Luxembourg. And in this series, we're exploring the lives of some extraordinary people who have made RTL their career home, investigate what they do and how they got here. So today, I'm delighted to welcome Jean-Baptiste Modjo, or as most colleagues know him, JB, who has just returned from RTL Beach in Cannes, no less, which is an important event for RTL Ad Alliance, RTL Group's international advertising sales house. JB is a marketing and branding expert based in Paris, and he joined RTL Universe more than 10 years ago. For 9 of those years, he worked in marketing and sales, and most recently as head of marketing. And just before hitting the 10-year milestone, he decided to try something else and join the communications team as senior brand director communications and branding at RTL Ad Alliance. Well, JB, welcome.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I'm so honored to be called an extraordinary person. I think I'm not, but I'm very happy to be on this podcast with you.
Well, that's very modest of you. Let's just dig into some of those 10 years. So, JB, during the past decade, you've accompanied 2 major transformation phases of RTL Group's international advertising sales house. Originally called IP Network, the division became RTL Ad Connect in 2017. Then in 2022, the decision was made to combine RTL Ad Connect, G&J IMS and SmartClip. And so RTL Ad Alliance was born by November 2023. So for those of us who don't work in this field, can you just talk us through all of these movements in RTL's advertising house?
Yes, for sure. Back in 2013, when I started, IP Network was like a family business. It was 40 people spread across Europe with a very smooth business running to connect international advertisers with the RTL media brands in Europe and let them expand internationally. But very rapidly in 2016, the company transformed a first time to RTL Ad Connect. So it used the RTL branding and it grew the business very, very fast. We jumped from 40 employees to more than 100 employees, and the turnover was multiplied by more than 3 in the same time. So it was really about releasing the full potential of our business and also embracing the digital transformation of the media and advertising business. And then in a process that started in 2022, we decided to join forces between different international entities of the RTL group. So RTL Ad Connect, which was looking after the audiovisual side of advertising, television, online video, Konorenia IMS, which was focusing on the print and the online print business within the RTL Group and Bertelsmann. And finally, SmartClip Media, which was an expert in ad technology and programmatic advertising. So it really changed a lot. And I really feel like I've been in 3 different companies over these past 10 years.
You've mentioned so many things there, but focusing on marketing, I know it's moving into communications now for you as well, but with marketing, not one size fits all. You then mentioned, of course, RTL Ad Alliance, moving from local to international stage. So you're catering for a variety of markets. And with that, of course, a diverse set of countries and mindsets. Have you got any examples of how different countries operate and how you have to change how you speak to different people in different countries?
Yeah, indeed, we have offices in I think 11 European markets at the moment, and it's of course super different how you interact with the different colleagues in the different countries. I'll give you a very fun example. I work a lot with the Netherlands, and they have this extremely pragmatic culture of working, meaning you have to make use of the time the best way you can, and not try not to waste any time. And one of my Dutch colleagues told me once, "Well, for me as a Dutch, I'm shocked if you like spend 3-4 lines asking how I am when you write me an email. Be straight to the point, please." Which of course, in other more, let's say, Latin countries, I'm based in France, I have a lot of Italian colleagues, is a totally different set. You probably exchange a lot more about your personal time, feeling, life before getting to the point. So that's the culture, but that's also how that what makes the job exciting.
It does, and it says a lot about how you have to learn to market and measure the different industries as well. And when it comes to measurement, of course, this is something very, very important. We're living in the age of data. Media is driven by data. It's always been measured in different ways. I mean, starting with surveys. So I believe even surveys are a big debate in your industry.
It's a huge debate. I think media has always been obsessed by measurement way before the digitalization and the profusion of big data came about. We've had for like decades already some big panels measurement based on statistics, based on individual surveys of people. What changed in the recent years and due to the let's say explosion of data is that we had to understand the complementarity between this digital data that gives us extreme precision in the way a brand can advertise, because you can really touch the one person you want, and let's say the legacy measurement that we developed in the past decades. And there's a real complementarity, because data is extremely efficient to target, but it's less precise when it comes to measure. And if it's about measurement, you are better with panels and statistics to achieve the measurement. So advertisers, brand, but also media and agencies in general, in the process, I think in the last 10 years, familiarized themselves with these two concepts of targeting, precision, and broad measurement to make the two work together. And I think now, even in medias like television, radio, even print, we understand the importance of data, and we are able to explain the importance of complementarity between data and measurement.
And when we were speaking earlier in preparation for this, you mentioned that LinkedIn is an amazing platform for B2B.
Yeah, that's really something that has a lot to see with my change of role. Working in marketing, I spent 9 years advising brand managers, media managers about how to use media the best, but I wasn't experiencing myself what it was like to be a brand manager or a media manager for a brand. So now that I've changed side, I'm in charge of the RTL Ad Alliance brand, and I am the one that has to advertise, and I'm discovering new media. And as you said, I'm doing search, I'm doing social, especially LinkedIn. And this is where I see the power of this precision, because on a platform like LinkedIn, you have the job description of people. So you know in which field they work, and you know exactly who do you have to reach to make them convert. But again, that's not the full game. Proper marketing is about awareness. So talking to as many people as you can, and then finding the right precise person that is most likely to convert.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you've mentioned a couple of times, of course, you served as head of marketing before switching to become the senior brand director, comms and branding. Talk to us about the difference, because a lot of people would think marketing communications comes under one umbrella, but there are differences.
Exactly. At RTL Ad Alliance, the role of the marketing is really to develop expertise for the market. So it's a very analytical job, a lot of media knowledge that you have to add. And the role is really to transfer this expertise to all the sales force within RTL Ad Alliance. We have currently more than 100 people in sales, and each of them has to be the smartest person possible when it comes to talking to client, because the expertise brings the added value. This is why the advertiser will accept or want to meet us, because we bring added value through this expertise. And marketing was all about developing this expertise by collecting, gathering, analyzing data, and create great stories around this data. So it was really a very business-focused job, very much on the field, very much with clients on a daily basis, where communication is really different. You don't talk to individual clients, you talk to the full market. So you have to come with shorter, simpler message, more impactful. And I was doing a lot of maths mm-hmm. when I was in marketing. It was all figure oriented. Now that I'm comms, I'm doing a lot of writing, a lot of storytelling. So it's a different way to make the company, let's say, more efficient and better perceived.
Yeah.
But it's a different side of the funnel.
Well, we have to bring it back to people, of course. And you've just had this wonderful experience in Cannes. Oh, the photos, which we can see if you jump onto your website there. Well, we can see some of the photos, the professional ones. So tell us about why Cannes is important and the main goal of this event.
Well, the first time we came to Cannes with RTL Ad Alliance was, I think, back in 2017, and we felt lost. You know, Cannes Lions is the International Festival of Creativity. That's where all the agencies, all the brands get their awards for all the campaigns they did in the past year. So really, everyone is there. But we, as RTL, were nowhere to be seen. We saw huge stands from Google, from Meta, from Spotify, TikTok, Amazon, and there was no single European media visible on the Croisette in Cannes. So we thought, well, we have an opportunity to have the perfect event for branding and for awareness, not only for RTL Ad Alliance, but for the full RTL group. We should really tackle it. And that's how it came about. We decided to create the RTL Beach, which is a venue on the Croisette during the Cannes Lions Festival, where we host a huge program of conferences. I think we have 25 roundtables during the week, with huge brand marketers, with agency directors, with creative people, with experts. And on the side, we also do a lot of social events, networking events, so dinner, parties, lunch, breakfast, etc. The idea is really to be out there, to be visible, so it's an awareness, and also a networking opportunity where we get to meet people, where our sales get to meet people, where the RTL group people in general get to meet the decision makers that they need to meet in order to run their business. And thanks to the talk, we also perceive and we set the stage for the talks of the industry. What is it about in 2024 to work in advertising? What should you be aware of? So that's really a huge experience. It looks good, I hope, on the photos, but that's also for us a crucial opportunity to be seen, to be perceived as expert and added value, and to meet the people we need to meet.
And to meet them in a very relaxed atmosphere where you can have different types of conversations and, of course, follow up afterwards. What did you learn there this year?
Well, without a lot of surprise, it was all about artificial intelligence this year. Everybody was talking about that in multiple ways. But the key message is that artificial intelligence is really about complementarity with the human being. If you're good at your job, artificial intelligence will help you to be better and faster at doing your job. If you're not good at your job, artificial intelligence will help you to fail faster and better as well. So it's all about developing the talent, unleashing the creativity of human individuals thanks to productivity tools.
So let's bring it back to your job then as a professional. So RTL Ad Alliance, it was one of the first business units after RTL Group and RTL Deutschland to adopt the United branding in June 2022. So this new branding was adopted before you became Senior Brand Director, but I'd love to know what your first impression was of this new branding.
Well, for us, anything that brings the entities of the RTL Group together in a more visible and consistent way is great, because as an international business, we have to establish RTL as one big group, one big brand. Regarding the branding by itself, I love it. Super modern, super neat, great guidelines that help every single person working with the branding to do something that looks great, even without being, let's say, a design or a marketing expert. So I think we look way more professional thanks to this very nice and modern design, you know, black and white, etc. Something I also like personally a lot is that RTL Group is working with illustrators called Josef and Sebastian. They are based in Munich, and they are doing these very colorful pop illustrations that are very that bring a huge complementarity with the design that is very black and white. So you can really balance out the black and white, very professional design with some fun, inspirational illustration. And I think in the end, that's what advertising is all about, being very professional and very clean on the one end, but also having a lot of fun and transmitting great messages. So I love working with this illustration. We work a lot in direct with the illustrators, and we create custom illustration for Cannes or for some other events that we develop, like the Total Video Key Facts, which is our yearly survey.
Well, I'm glad you've mentioned TV Key Facts, because I'd like to know more about this study so that other people can learn about this important study and what it means.
Yeah. Our purpose as RTL Ad Alliance is really to support brands in embracing the European diversity when it comes to media and advertising. And for that, we created long ago, 30 years ago, a tool that is called TV Key Facts. Back then it was Television Key Facts, now it's Total Video Key Facts. And it's a database, a book, and a presentation that we give to the market, and that really gives the best possible overview of the media landscape in the different European and even other countries. So it's always a big event for us. That's our signature. And we hope this year we're going to make something big. Again, last year was the 30th anniversary, so we made a very nice TV show to celebrate it. Now, in 2024, I really hope that we can have something, a physical event around it, because now that COVID is over, we have to get in touch with the people in person again, and that's a super good opportunity to bring people back in a room, exchange with them, and let's say shape the future of the video market all together with our clients, with our partner, etc.
Now, when you took on this new role, you had a bucket list of challenges for yourself, which I think, given this experience that I've had to interview exceptional people at RTL, everyone starts their role with a vision. Or even when they're starting off as a runner or something, they have a vision for themselves. And then when they mold into a job, they have a vision for that role. So what was your vision and your bucket list?
Well, the reason I took the role is really because of this new project of a company, this merger of three companies. All the brand was to be restarted from not scratch, but nearly. So I had four key projects that I wanted to achieve in my first year. The first one was to develop the RTL Alliance branding. So based on the RTL United branding, develop a tone of voice, develop a look and feel. The second one was the website. And it's super challenging when you merge three companies to create a single website that reflects all the business and all the roles that are done within all the different teams that you have within this company. Because website is about showing what you do. For me, it was a lot of discovery, a lot of talks with all the people to make sure their job is reflected on our website. Third project was the TV Key Facts. It was my first TV Key Facts as a communication manager. So it was creating a visual identity, creating a story around it, developing the book, so for project. And the fourth was the beautiful RTL Beach, which is over. So right now, I feel quite well. I've crossed out all four projects of my bucket list, and now it's time to look further into my my future projects and what needs to be done.
And looking into that future, you mentioned to me earlier that internal communication and culture is something you would like to focus on.
Yeah, I think it's really key when you go through a merger process to really transform like the three different companies into one single company. And you do it through internal communication, you know, through meeting, through newsletter, through social activities between the employees. And I think one very important step that we just achieved was to define our common values and our common culture for the companies with four pillars: simplicity, collaboration, determination, and adaptability. And now we have to make sure that these values are really understood and that everybody can bring this value to life in their day-to-day job. And like internal communication will be a huge vector for achieving this mission and making sure we shape one culture as one company.
Well, JB, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your decade at RTL through various transitions. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to this episode. If you're part of RTL, let us know your thoughts on the RTL Group intranet in the comments section. And you can also, of course, get in touch on one of the many social media channels. Just search for RTL Group on LinkedIn, X, YouTube and Instagram. We always love to hear your thoughts. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.